Yeah, Owen, it's all over here at O'Donnell Park. Victory in the end for Dunloe, 2-12 points. That's how it ended at the end of an amazing second half. Remember, Dunloe led a goal and six at half time. Dylan Sweeney with the goal just before the break. Remember, Nifalumba came from 4-2 down early on and actually led coming into the half-time. They led 6-5, but Dunloe really had a purple patch and they topped on, added on two scores to Donald Ward and Dylan Sweeney to go in 6 points up. But certainly everybody was feeling with the strong breeze and wind blowing here in favour of Nifalumba the second half. They were still in a good position, but Dunloe came out and they blitzed them in the opening 4 minutes. They hit three quick points from Oisin Boner, Dara Gallagher and Danny Rogers with a 50 metre free into the Rivers Willey end into a strong breeze. Nifalumba did come back and they reduced the margin to 2 points, but Dunloe finished strong and Dylan Sweeney rounded off a very good performance with the final pass to Oisin Boner for the second goal. So 2-12 to not 11, that's how it ended here. Aaron Doherty top scored for Nifalumba with 8 points. Martin McHugh is beside me and I know he's anxious to get to McCool Park for the first of the senior semi-finals, but Martin, what did you make of that game?
Yeah, Dunloe, with a better side, as you summed it up very well there, Tom, the way the game went. You know, they started well and they were 3 points to one up after 4 minutes, and then Aaron Doherty then kind of took over then and kicked a couple of very good frees and 1 point to make it 6 points to four then after 25 minutes. And then, as you said, Dunloe finished the first half very, very well. They got that 1-2 before half time and they came out in the second half, then they kicked 3 points, scored 1-5 from the 30th minute to the extra time in the first half for about 3 minutes, and then the 4 minutes of the second half, they scored 1-5, and that's really when won the game to 1-9-6 up, and then Nifalumba did come back. But I was very impressed with Oisin Boner, as you said, got 1-3, and Dylan Sweeney. We'll hear a lot more about these two players. Dylan Sweeney, very, very effective, covered every blade of grass on the ground, was down, probably injured.
Chipped on a heavy challenge.
He was down and injured about maybe 7 times, but he really had a great game. And the way he cut through for that last ball was could have fisted over the bar, give it into Oisin Boner, and he finished it really well to the net, and that was game over. So, yeah, Dunloe deserved to be in the final. A good performance all round by them all round, and the know the Kearns, them three brothers in defence. Any club in the county would like to have them top.
Yeah, and what do you make of Nifalumba?
And Nifalumba would be disappointed with the performance. They probably, you know, maybe at times over depend on Aaron Doherty to get the scores and everything else, but they'd be disappointed, you know, at a stage where they played against the breeze the first half, but they were doing really well and they were at 6 points to four up and looking good. And if they'd hold out to half time, you feel they would have gone on to win the match. But them couple of scores before half time were very important, particularly the goal from Dylan Boner. But Nifalumba would be disappointed with their own performance, you know. Sometimes just on the day player, you know, you don't turn up on anything else. But look, they're a young team, a big future ahead of them, and you know Aaron Doherty kicked some great frees and another couple of very good scores from play. Even that last one was left foot and he kicked one the first out of the right foot. So look at Dunloe, no team will want to meet them in the final. It'll be an interesting final. They're a big physically strong team and they're very powerful and they play very well as a unit together and they hold the defence very tight with good defence, and they've Danny Rogers who can kick a ball 60-70 yards, which is a big plus. We see it in, you know, the Beggins and the, you know, these players, these goalkeepers now, they can kick this long kick makes a big difference, and it kicks the first half we're landing into the full forward the first half. So I'm looking forward to the final, and Dunloe just everybody won us today, Tom.
Yeah, there you have Mark McHugh's opinion on this intermediate championship semi-final. Dunloe emerging 2-12 to 12 point victors, and there was victory for Clonhilly in the Curtain River here as well. They defeated Nifalumba as well. Not a good day for the men from Glencolumbkill. 2-10 to 1-5 in the intermediate B championship semi-final. So Clonhilly already have one team through to the final. Of course, their first team are playing Buncrana tomorrow in the second of those semi-finals. That game is on the McCool Park. But victory here for Dunloe this afternoon. 6 points in it in the end. 2-12 to 12 points. That's how it ended here, Owen.